I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, Muammar Gaddafi denied that people on the streets are demonstrating against him. Quite the opposite, said the Libyan leader.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me, all.
But if they do love me...
They will die to protect me and my people.
Despite Gaddafi's words, reports say there was intense fighting today between pro- and anti-government forces in northwestern Libya, and a protest took place in a suburb of the capital, Tripoli. Several hundred people took to the streets to chant slogans against Gaddafi. They cried, "The blood of martyrs won't go to waste." Otherwise, today was a relatively quiet day for most residents of Tripoli. A business professional, a man named Ahmed, spoke with us this afternoon.
The regime has done a fantastic job making things seem to be quite safe. And I would have to admit, from about 9 o'clock in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's relatively quiet in Tripoli in the sense of any military activity, nothing really visible. People are going on with their normal lives, i.e. Getting their buying their food and going about the city. Some are just curious to see what has happened from the day before. Schools are still shut. Offices, governmental offices are open. The government is actually handing out cash, 500 Libyan dinars per family. It's a substantial amount of money for many families.
That's pretty substantial, as you say. Say 500 dinars, which would be for a family, is roughly about 400 U.S. dollars, I believe. How is that working? This has never happened, as far as we know, in Libya before, that there have been handouts, cash handouts to people. How is it working?
No, this has not happened before. This is actually the first time. We expected that there would be a lot of payments from the regime sort of incite people against the protesters. And if some of the population will actually buy in it as a gesture of goodwill from the regime for more of things to come, then I would be worried.
In other words, the
500 Libyan dinars could be buying some people's souls at the moment.
Ahmed, you mentioned that things seem to be business as usual between 9 a.m. and 3 in the afternoon. What happens after 3?
Yes. Now, over the past 10 days or so, the resistance has been active at night from 7 in the evening onwards more than during the day. So what we do, most of us, unfortunately, we do sit idle waiting to see what will happen next. And fair enough. I mean, every night it's almost been from 7 o'clock in the evening until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when the most activity happens.
When you talk about resistance, Ahmed, often we think of armed resistance. And I wonder if you can make the distinction for us from what's happening at least right now in Tripoli. I mean, speak to what you know. Are the protesters there conducting the kind of resistance we've seen in other countries, Tunisia, especially Egypt, or is it more armed resistance? Do people have, those who are against the government, do they have easy access to weaponry?
I wish there was, and there are none. Reason being is that we're not very mobile outside Tripoli. Tripoli is heavily guarded, so we might be able to exit, but on entrance, we're going to be thoroughly searched. So everyone is avoiding that.
Ahmed, I don't want to mischaracterize what you're saying or what your intentions might be, but it sounds like you're saying that if there were an armory that were opened up, that you would happily arm yourself and be part of some kind of resistance. If it turns violent, then it will be all resolved sooner. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. If we have access to weapons, the resistance will be much more effective, and we will be able to take much more control in Tripoli than we do at the moment.
Well, how do you... I mean,
and I would be personally very happy to be active in that as well.
That, again, is a man named Ahmed. He's a critic of Muammar Gaddafi. He spoke to us from Tripoli this afternoon.